Cutbacks at Gibraltar will start taking effect at the end of the month, with 90% of the jobs eventually going.
3 years have passed since the birth of these children. Though the British continued their support of the project, the number of British forces stationed on the Rock was still being drawn down. Unemployment rose. Thus was born the perfect wave that our small-time thug to become big-time cigarettes. The Rock became addicted to the easy money, awash in cash, nice gold chains, imported cars, American cigarettes and the latest fashions. And unbeknownst to all, it was the children who were running things from the shadows.
Bueno, Joey, welcome to my office. From here, I steer the gypsy ghosts across the water.
Jesus, look at all those stars, bro. You could see everywhere from here.
Through all our history, we have been smugglers and pirates. And the watchmen of La Torre del Racho have been the eyes of El Peñón. The British had the lookout post here. They were looking for the Nazis. We have different fish to fry. So keep your eyes keen. You know, sometimes it gets so quiet up here, you can hear the motors of our boats as they speed ahead of La Guardia. You know they fear us, as they should. For we are the gypsy ghosts, the fastest ribs, the best Janito pilots, and much Johnny Voodoo.
Johnny Voodoo!
Thanks for bringing me along tonight, Uncle.
Your mom's okay with this, no?
Doesn't care. El único que cuenta, el Dave.
Uff, since my daughter Nancy's been born, soy segundo plato. Todo lo hombre in the village feel this way. Yo no trago estos niños. Los ghosts son la única familia que tengo.
I'm so fed up with feeling them in my head.
Los tentáculos of the mind peeking through your thoughts. That's why I say stone. They can't penetrate through the mystical ganja in my blood. Don't tell your mother I said that. Esto bastardo con ojo negro, they never fooled me. Son mutantes in the bodies of our baby.
The way they look at us is if we were nothing.
To them we are.
Where do you think they're from?
No sé, pero de aquí no son.
Mira, mira, Jerry, have a look who's over there.
En la vida. No way she's coming here.
Una de las mutantes de la caleta.
Lo freaky.
Hey, Cookie, ¿tú qué haces aquí?
Don't normally find you little birds so far from your nest.
May I help you?
What are you doing here? Eastern Beach es nuestro.
You don't belong here.
Is it true you're only like 3 years old?
Soy una lacio.
Where's the rest of the Martians?
You think we're from Mars?
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué estás sorda? Sí, he dicho eso y que...
Y siempre van todos juntitos.
Ay, que no podéis respirar el uno sin el otro.
Yeah. I asked what you're doing in Eastern Beach, mutantes.
We need to extend our range across the frontier.
Going into contrabando ahora.
It would be wise for you to leave me alone.
Leave you. I'll leave you, alright. Te voy a dejar mi puño en tu cara fea.
Venga, Carol, dale una torta.
I did warn you.
I can't move.
What's wrong?
Let her go!
Now, Jerry, I want you to pay close attention to your friend, Carol.
What are you doing? My legs!
Get past that, Carol.
Carol is going to take a little walk into the sea to cool down.
She's walking my legs! My legs!
Yes, Carol! Para! Para!
No puedo! My legs! She's walking, taking me walk into the sea!
Para, she's drowned!
Yes. Yes, she will.
Radio Gibraltar. Radio Gibraltar. First for local news.
A Guardia Civil helicopter has reportedly crashed into the sea on the Spanish side of the frontier. Eyewitnesses report seeing the aircraft flying towards one of the ribs and then smashing into the sea. All the crew died on impact.
Thank you all for coming. This information is highly classified and may not be spoken to anyone outside of this room. The Home Secretary has informed me of some pertinent facts. 3 years ago, at the exact time of our big sleep at the Caleta was happening, there were identical incidents in 3 other locations globally. Dr. Selby.
In a remote village in northern Australia, a dozen children were born, but apparently something went wrong. All the children died within 10 hours of birth. Then there was a very ugly scene in an Eskimo community where 13 children were born. The men didn't take kindly to golden-haired babies being born of black-haired mothers. None of the infants survived. And the last was in the former Soviet Union at Reminsk. This time, all the children survived, and reports indicate that they have grown at an accelerated rate, and like ours, are functioning way beyond their years.
Have the Russians established anything more about the origins of these children?
Nothing.
Why are we finding out now?
This comes from a source deep in the Kremlin, who has expressed to us his fear about Russia having sole control of these super babies, as he calls them.
If he's nervous, we should be too.
We've seen no reason to be.
What about the growing series of incidents, mostly among the village children? In each case, after some contact with the cuckoos.
Must you call them that?
It's what they are.
Children get into fights all over the world.
These are not exactly normal fights.
There was no direct physical violence between them.
But somehow, just 2 weeks ago, a young girl of 14 years, a member of the swimming team, drowned in the shallow surf on Eastern Beach after being seen arguing with one of these children.
Even good swimmers have accidents.
She was seen walking into the sea by her friend, who said that the girl had made her...
We shouldn't condemn them for a single self-inflicted casualty.
Casualty? You speak as if the girl who drowned were nothing.
Perhaps in comparison to them.
They drowned that child in the surf, Dad, and they have shown zero remorse.
Please, Neto, make me understand where you are coming from.
Perhaps it is we who are at fault in our failure to understand them. These children don't just dress alike. They are one mind, sharing and growing together. They think in a way we cannot even begin to describe. Now, what if this hive mind was not a loss of individuality? What if instead it was a jump start to human evolution? Just imagine what it would mean if we could guide it. We could leap forward 1,000 years.
Tito, you've seen it for yourself. The extraordinary powers these children have.
Extraordinary powers, certainly, yes. That's precisely why we need them.
It's only a matter of time before these children get entirely out of hand, with fatal consequences.
So, what do you suggest?
That they be shut away.
You mean put in prison?
Bluntly, yes.
Well, can't we sterilize them?
How would we know if it would work?
Oh, but don't you see what you're doing? If you imprison them, you will deprive the scientific world of the greatest opportunity it's ever had.
Opportunity for what?
For study.
At the risk of being destroyed.
What cannot be understood must be put down.
The Major has a point. There is a potential danger here.
More than our world is already in. Oh, take a look around the planet. And misery to all the problems we've been unable to cope with.
So, what is your suggestion, then?
Let's build them a place where they can be contained, but it will take some time. All I ask is that in that time, we gather all the children under one building, where we can keep an eye on them, and I'll live there too.
Chief Minister, I can't agree with this.
Children are not born with a sense of moral values. They have to be taught. With their intellect, that should be simple.
What if you can't teach them? What if you can't put the brakes of morals on them? You're blinded by this vision of Janitsu children who are going to solve the riddle of the universe. What's more important about them is whether they're good or bad.
And these children are bad to everyone but you.
Like any growing youth, they are testing the limits of their influence.
And we are not likely to survive their impending adolescence.
We will proceed as you suggest, Tito. Let them live together under one roof in our village, where they can be observed. Major, push forward on your plans.
There's no need for you to become emotional. I can go into the cemetery myself.
Why are we here, David?
I'm looking for Rosemary's baby.
Rosemary Binchor?
The one who was born with us. The one who died.
And how do you know about her baby? Do you want to talk about what happened to her?
What is that word you're thinking? Empathy. What is that?
Well, it means that you can feel the pain of another human.
Am I human?
Oh, don't be silly. Of course you are. You're my son.
Where is the baby?
When you were born, Rosemary couldn't bear that her child was dead. She threw herself up the roof of the hospital, and the baby's body was taken away. Do you have a memory of the baby?
Yes.
It bothers you, doesn't it?
Yes.
It hurts. It hurts to lose a loved one.
She was to be mine. We were to be together.
And how do you know that?
Have you ever lost someone?
Yes, I have.
I know how you feel.
You don't have to go and live with the others if you don't want to.
I'd rather go.
You mean because the others are moving?
We must be together.
I'm not letting you go.
You haven't been given an option.
You know, you don't always have to do what they tell you.
We are the same.
No, you're not. You're David, my son. You're different.
All right, class. That's as far as we shall go today. Our next lecture will deal with dark energy and the structure of the universe. And by the way, don't forget, you'll be living here from tomorrow. Why are you smiling, Nancy?
You don't know how to put your question.
The question I was going to put was... By the way, just how deep do you see into my mind?
Everything that's in front of your mind. The thought process. The reasoning that leads to the spoken words. We still have to master that. It will come.
At least I still have some privacy. Right. The question I want to ask is this. Are you aware of life on another planet? Well, then let me put it this way. Is it possible that life exists elsewhere? We don't seem to be getting anywhere. All right, then something else. Why are you so nervous when an aircraft flies above you?
You're very observant, Professor.
That doesn't answer my question.
Until recently, we haven't been able to make our control reach as far as a high aircraft.
Until recently? Then you were responsible for the downing of that Spanish helicopter.
It would be better if you didn't answer this question.
All right, class. That will be all for today.
My God, I'm so sorry. What were you thinking of? I almost killed you. You stepped out of nowhere. Are you all right?
You've come for Julie.
She's my daughter. Now, where is she? Come on, you're never far from each other.
She doesn't want to come.
Well, I don't care what she wants. Her mother's beside herself with grief.
Daddy. I don't love you. I never loved you.
Another person is dead.
Dame Bishop. Tried to pick up his daughter and decide to drive into a wall at top speed.
They made him.
We have to confront Dad.
And how well is that going to go? They have Dad wrapped around their little finger.
You're right. Zellaby's been dripping honey into Dad's ear for years. And a spiritual father.
The kids, they're the ones pulling the strings.
Why do they hate us so much?
Nature is cruel.
They are superior species. This is war. A war we will lose if we don't move on them soon. Because soon, our weapons will mean nothing when we can't use them. Think about all these troops and police stationed here in Jib. We thought that we had the children contained. But if they can take control of our forces, those soldiers now become what's keeping them safe. And us in.
Десять. Девять. Восемь. Семь. Шесть, пять, четыре, три, два, один, нулю.
I'm afraid there have been some grave developments of our situation. Chief Minister, the Russians used one of their spy satellites to fire on their children.
Jesus.
They gave no warning. An attempt to move them with soldiers proved disastrous. The children took control of a military plane and crashed it into them.
That sounds disturbingly familiar. How goes the work on the containment site?
The tunnel is almost ready.
Good. We might have to move quicker than we thought. I want to talk with them.
I'll inform them.
The UK says it's made clear to Spain that the unlawful incursions over the course of the weekend are unacceptable violations of British sovereignty. The Chief Minister told GBC he's been in regular contact with the Commander of British Forces over the weekend and is satisfied that all tactical decisions taken by the Royal Navy were designed to demonstrate untrammeled sovereignty, adding that given an accident this weekend off Algeciras, Spain should know better than to play useless games of cat and mouse in our waters. He called for political and diplomatic action now.
You wish to see us?
I've looked forward to meeting you.
You want to ask us something regarding the helicopter crash?
Yes. Did you cause that?
Yes. They were chasing one of our launches.
Don't you mean your father's?
He's the face, but we hold the reins.
Then I am addressing the correct person. Because of this incident, there has been a public outcry on the Spanish side. Demonstrations demanding justice. And as a result, our traffic in and out of Gibraltar has been paralyzed. Bricks are being thrown at jeep cars in Spain. And now I have the British demanding action, telling me to cease all your launches. This is spiraling out of control. Can't you see the damage you are causing?
Your petty politics with the Spaniards has nothing to do with us.
But you are the ones loading boxes onto Eastern Beach during the day. Launchers sitting in the surf right next to people bathing. And now you have killed the people on the helicopter.
And your kind have vaporized my brothers and sisters in Russia.
Yes.
Then you know that we are the last and must survive. So we will protect ourselves no matter the cost to human life.
The helicopter had nothing to do with attacking you. It was trying to stop the smuggling.
You just don't feel any remorse.
Why do you keep wanting us to have emotions? Emotions are not in our nature.
But without feelings, you are nothing.
Oh, I see. You want us to pity you.
Without compassion, you are a doomed species.
I'm not sure about that. Which one of us holds the power here?
Shut up! People are dead. They had families.
This conversation is over.
What have you done?
Mason, quiet. You are harder to control than the others. You're very observant.
I'll take the compliment.
It wasn't one. You've already lost.
Dad, it's 10 in the morning. Have you been drinking?
No. Your mother's birthday.
Yes, of course, Dad.
He would have been 65 years old.
Dad?
5 years already.
Dad, I need you to listen to me.
Paul said we'd never last. I thought we'd never last. She was a devout Catholic and I wanted nothing to do with all that. Then I took one look at her and 40 glorious years. On her 60th birthday, I gave her a handmade rosary. It made her cry. Then she made me cry, and she asked me to pray for her. Pray for salvation from an inoperable tumor eating at her brain. I didn't know what to do, what to say. How do you ask someone to keep going when there's no good choice? She suffered for 6 months. 6 of the longest months in the history of time. I nursed her every step of the way as she fell down that deep, dark hole of cancer. I was her nurse. I was her lover. I was her friend. Refuse for anyone else, and I loved to. That's why I couldn't, after all that, let her go that way.
You were too drunk to stop her.
No, I was stone cold sober as I watched her walk out into that ocean alone. He begged me to do it, to help her drown. Just couldn't kill the one thing I loved. I just couldn't.
Dad, I need you to come back to us. Children are out of control.
Thank you.
Sisters of sleep, it is time to fulfill your destiny.
The motherhood lives to serve.
Be sure, for she asks for a great sacrifice for the children.
We live to serve the children.
Para la Virgen.
Para la Virgen.
Follow me into a brave new world. Hail
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Sisters, let us make our way into the heart of El Peñón.
Hail Mary.
This is where we shall fulfill the destiny for which these angelitos were born.
No te lo va a creer. Se están llevando nuestras lanchas. Los limones have shown their true colors. The bastards have brought their own special police. They are taking our rig. Nancy, how could you miss them?
It's irrelevant. Father, gather the men and do as we planned.
Vale, Nancy.
Mama.
Yes, chica.
It's time.
The way has been prepared.
Hermanos, no one is going to take us from our property, our ribs. Hasta aquí llegamos. Estamos hartos. The truth is, without the tobacco, la línea se muere de hambre. It is us who gives them the jobs, put money on the tables, and keep them alive. And now, because they crashed the helicopter chasing us on the sea, they call us murderers. They cry wolf. And the British believe them. Los Limones have taken their side against us. They send the special police to take our boats, and they take our food from our children's mouths. Coño, British in 1704, paná! Too long have these guiris de mierdas acted like they own us. Too long have we put up con los hijos de puta across the border. Let's take back what we own. Let's show them our power. Que somos llanitos y nadie los va a mandar.
Susan, thank God I found
you. I barely made it out of number six. The ghosts have it surrounded. Nicky's gang are tearing up Main Street, smashing windows and setting fires. Where's Dad?
He's in the apartment, three sheets to the wind.
Nothing new there?
Just sat and cried about Mom's birthday.
Shit, forgot about that.
Oh, he's wallowing in it, completely pissed. I left him passed out. How did the minister talk with the children go?
Well, the chief minister lost his temper, and Nancy just put him to sleep.
She killed him?
No, just shut him down. Rather painfully.
Hmm? How come she let you go?
That's been puzzling me too. She told me that I was harder to control. Perhaps we can use that to our advantage.
To do what?
To end this.
Kill them?
What else? Unless we do, we've lost.
You're right.
Then we are agreed.
Agreed. How do we do it?
I'll fill you in on the way.
Pussycat, it seems you and I are back where we started. Alone, with a nice scotch, staring out to sea. Who's there?
The cats have never liked us.
Nancy?
We never could read their minds, let alone control them.
What are you doing here?
I come to say, it's time for us to go.
Go? Go where?
Away from here, before they try to destroy us.
Ah, they wouldn't do that.
Our dead brothers and sister in Russia beg to differ.
What will you do?
We will survive.
Where will you go?
You must help us to leave.
No one is going to believe you. Just wait away.
Trust me, they will.
I'm sorry, Nancy. Sorry I was wrong about you. Why do you do these dreadful things? Wherever it is you come from, you are part of us now. Couldn't you learn to live with us? and help us live with you.
You know how this plays out. Our nature is to dominate anything we encounter. A cruel sport, perhaps, but a very, very old one.
You are capable of remarkable things. What things you could do. What a difference you could all make. Please, I urge you, whatever it is you're planning, don't do it.
But we must, Professor. We must.
Not too much further.
I knew you were preparing somewhere for the children, but never dreamed it was so deep within the rock.
There are some places which are still secret, mostly built during the Cold War, when they were preparing to survive atomic explosions. They dug further down than we had before. There's a service lift just ahead. Here it is. Oh, damn thing stuck!
Let me give you a hand.
You know, you don't have to come with me.
Then why did you bring me with you?
Needed your company.
So I'm supposed to just say goodbye?
Robert.
You're not coming back, are you?
Please.
Still haven't told me how you plan to...
Kill them? Best you don't. They'll read your mind.
Always got to keep girly secrets,
This
yeah?
is a one-way ticket.
You sure they're going to be there?
My men spotted the mothers with Father Paul heading to the tunnels earlier.
And where the mothers are...
The children will surely be.
So, let's go find them.
After you, big brother.
I guess it's too late to tell you that I'm claustrophobic.
Shut up, Robert.
Love you too, Susan. Just occurred to me.
What?
Who the hell is Zellaby?
Up to no good, I'm sure.
They will be here soon.
We are prepared. Why did you break our link?
It was not my intention.
Then why did you do so?
I was overwhelmed with feelings.
We're incapable of such things.
But that is what happened.
Why did you go to the cemetery?
To find the one that was to be mine.
She died at birth. Why do you seek her now?
I am drawn to her. I am less without her.
But you have us. We are one mind.
It's not the same. Is it so wrong to be separated, to think alone?
Yes, it is. Their individuality is their downfall. It has brought this planet to the brink of destruction. Don't you see? It is up to us to save this world.
Can't we live alongside them?
You know we can't. They fear us because we are the next step in evolution. Even now, they are sending their forces out to destroy us. We must finish this in order to survive.
Is there no other way?
You know there isn't. Join us, David. They're here.
Yes, sister.
The Lord is with thee. Hail Mary. Full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Hail Mary. Full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
Well, look over there. There's good old Father Paul.
Step this way.
Now, young lady, no one likes to know it all.
Where's my father?
Right here.
Dad?
He's been safe with us.
The children are the future.
Have you completely lost your mind?
Susan!
They are not human. They're not kids. Have you ever seen them laugh, run, play, smile? No! But you have seen them kill violently, hideously, and with purpose.
Are you hearing yourself?
What are you hiding, Major?
What's the problem? Can't you read my mind?
You're thinking of a wall. How long do you think you can hide behind that barricade? It
seems to be working so far.
Are you planning on killing all of us with those explosives you brought with you?
How?
I don't need to read your mind to know that you always fought ahead.
Then you know I'll follow through.
What are you waiting for?
Are you really going to kill
all these holy children, Susan?
The last thing these children are is holy.
Is that really what I taught you?
You didn't teach me anything except how to give up.
Think of your mother, then. She wouldn't want this.
How can we know, since you let her drown?
It was her choice.
But you shouldn't have let her!
What have you done, girl?
Bought enough time.
Well played, Major. Distracting us long enough for you meant to see all the entrances into our section of the rock. Thank you.
What are you talking about? You're trapped.
Or are we safe from attack from your species? In a few minutes, another explosion will go off above us, sealing the lift shaft. Your men will assume that you've completed your mission and killed us all.
You wanted this to happen?
What better way to be forgotten than to have died?
Why are we here?
Because I asked for you.
What?
You'll both live with us to ensure the survival of the children.
Like hell I will.
A what? You'll blow us up?
Yes.
You have no explosives.
They're right here.
No, Major. We planted the whole idea in your mind.
So now you're here, what are you going to do?
We will live right here within these tunnels inside the rock.
Nancy, I beg you, please let my David leave.
Mother.
You're not like them. He's not like you. He's my son. He's human. He held my hand.
Take him.
Thank you.
We are going to give him the chance that you wouldn't give us. Major, make sure they get clear and return here.
We'd best hurry. Going up?
Don't worry, David. I'll take us somewhere. No one will find us.
News is just coming into BBC. The system of historically important tunnels within the Rock of Gibraltar have collapsed and tragically sealed off. The cause of the collapse is unknown.
Don't worry, Mother. I'll keep us safe from whoever's watching.
I know you will. You're my son.
Hello.
Carmen Valbuena and her son David are in Casablanca. Nice apartment overlooking the Straits, from which he can keep a close eye on his brothers and sisters.